live from the Third Coast. It is our time to focus on where genealogy and spirit connect. A time to focus on our connection with ourselves and our past. Here's your host, Susan E. King.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, everybody. Sorry for the delay. We were being a little technically challenged, a lot of it with my new Mac. I keep saying I'm getting Mac-marized here. But in any event, I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I know that we are all leading up to the holiday season in full swing. So we're here today. And I don't know how the weather is everywhere else. A little chilly, a little windy, but beautiful sunshine. We have our guest today is Noah Tutak. He is now the president of Genie.com. So for all of you who are interested in getting started in your genealogy or are already involved in genealogy, this is one of the really up-and-coming, exciting genealogy sites on the Internet today. Noah was with us a year ago, just about this time, Noah. And we wanted to bring him back and go through all the new and exciting things that he's been able to lead the group with Genie to provide some incredible services to the genealogy community and to those of you who are interested in genealogy. So welcome, Noah.
Thank you, Susan. Good to be back.
Glad to have you back. And you've changed jobs again.
Yeah, that's right. A few months ago, I became president of Genie.
Oh, wonderful.
Running day-to-day operations as well as, you know, the product team and all that as well.
Yeah. So let's give the audience just a little bit of background of what the whole concept and mission of your organization is.
Sure. So Genie.com is really focused now on building the best platform possible for what we call collaborative genealogy. And to just dig into that a little bit, you know, traditionally genealogy is a very individual pursuit where, you know, one person has kind of gotten the genealogy bug and wanted to learn about their family history, and they've started doing this research and they start finding out this amazing information. And, you know, maybe they'll work intermittently with a couple other genealogists, maybe sharing research tips or something like that. But there's never really been a great way to really, truly collaborate on sharing research on a single tree. And then on the flip side, you know, everyone gets so excited about what they've learned about their family and they want to share it with all of their relatives. But there's never been a great way to do that either. You know, people create these, you know, family tree posters and binders and books, and they try and bring them out at things like Thanksgiving that we just had here in the U.S. And, you know, people are moderately interested, but then they go back into the attic for another year until they're pulled out again. So there hasn't been a great consistent way to share this information either. So on Genie, we've created this collaborative genealogy platform where not only is it really easy and free for users to work with other genealogists researching the same ancestors, but it's also really easy to share what you found with your relatives in a format that's really easy for them to participate in and kind of cool and fun at the same time.
And it has a lot of the same concepts behind social networking, doesn't it?
Yeah, we take advantage of social networking and a lot of what Wikipedia does on the versioning side. A lot of those concepts we utilize and have applied them to genealogy really for the first time. So a lot of it are, you know, concepts that users are familiar with from other, you know, other sites and other hobbies perhaps. You know, things like Facebook, obviously, a lot of people are familiar with. Since we've talked last, we've introduced following, which is, you know, something people may be familiar with from Twitter, and we use that to let users tell us what they're interested in, whether it's profiles, ancestors, users, projects, surnames soon, and basically track changes to those things, receive updates about them, as well as build what's called an interest graph. So it helps us to recommend things that you may not even have been aware of that's really interesting to you.
Interesting. And the other thing that you, you know, just told me about was the whole new projects concept.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We just launched it probably less than a month ago. Mm-hmm. We have close to 700 projects now. We have about 100 new ones created every week. And what a project is, it's actually very flexible. So people are using it for different purposes. but it's essentially like a wiki page that also has a collection of profiles associated with it. So people are creating projects for things ranging from a particular family surname, like, you know, descendants of Richard Sears is a project. There's projects for things like the U.S. presidents, where it collects all the U.S. presidents into one really handy place where you can then attach documents and review any possible duplicates and just look at a list of all the profiles. And there's also, like I said, this wiki text associated with each project and discussions, which is really important. So it's just a way for, again, to get back to the collaboration, it's a way for users that are interested in a particular topic, whether it be an area, an event, a surname, any really arbitrary collection of profiles, to gather together, create a common repository of information about that group of profiles, and then discuss them, work on them together, and so on. So it's just another touch point to enable this collaborative genealogy.
Now, if our users and listeners wanted to go to the site, they would go to www.genie.com.
That's right.
Doesn't come out of a bottle, folks.
Right. Yeah, and it is Genie. A lot of people say Jenny, but it is Genie because it's obviously from genealogy. So genie.com.
So if you want to, while you're on your computer, you might want to just go to the website, and we will be taking calls if you have any questions for Noah. I'm going to give you the phone number. It's 888-815-9758. So basically, how many people are currently in the trees on Genie?
Okay, so we're actually getting really close to that 100 million profile mark.
Wow.
So a profile is, you know, either a user or a person that somebody has added to their tree. That's a profile. And then we have close to 6 million users now. We're getting pretty close to that. But what we're really excited about is we have one single connected tree that almost half those profiles is now part of. So we're getting really, really close. I think we're at 49,200,000 profiles all connected to the single tree, which our users refer to as the big tree or the Borg, some people like to use, because you will be assimilated. So what happens is, you know, you might start your tree and you'll add, you know, a dozen people, 20 people, whoever you know in your family, grandparents, great-grandparents, cousins, and then you start inviting people. Then those people add on to the tree. They start inviting people. Pretty soon your tree is 400, 500, 1,000 people, and that includes blood relatives, you know, in-laws. It can grow sideways as well as grow vertically. And then at some point, somebody adds a profile to your tree that also exists on someone else's tree. And then that triggers what we call a tree match, where it'll indicate on the profile, hey, this profile looks like it's on someone else's tree. You can then review those matches, and if you merge them, then the tree gets merged together. So then your tree goes from 1,000 to 2,000 or 5,000, and eventually you have an overlap with the big tree of 50 million profiles, and then you get merged in, and now you're part of this, you know, what we think is the largest family tree that exists today, which is our big tree of almost 50 million profiles. And once you do that, then now you're really participating in and able to take advantage of this, you know, amazing repository of knowledge that our users have been building for the last 4 years. And that's really, you know, what we're focusing on is curating that information and making it as accurate and comprehensive as possible.
So how does one know if you're part of the big tree?
Well, the easiest way to do it is on your homepage will tell you how many people you're connected to. And so if, you know, most people you'll see, you know, like I said, 100, 1,000, however big your tree has grown. But our second biggest tree is probably, you know, 100,000 or something. As soon as you get about that size, you always get merged in because there's always going to be some overlap. So it'll say, you know, 49 million. I'll tell you exactly what mine says right now. It's on the right-hand side under statistics. Mine says you're connected to 49,225,383 people on Genie. And that'll change, you know, if you reload in 5 minutes, that'll change because it's constantly growing.
Okay, now this is on the home page?
Yeah, on the home tab. On the right-hand side, you'll see there's the two columns. On the right-hand column, the very bottom or second to last module is statistics.
Okay.
See that?
I'm connected to the 49 million.
There you go. I should see if we're cousins, if there's a path between us. I'll search right now.
There might be. So the real concept here is really it's a wonderful way for people who don't have genealogy software program and want to start building a tree and start collaborating with family members.
Yep.
This site is absolutely an outstanding way to do it because it does allow you to connect with them in a social networking environment as well as in a genealogical environment, which is really what is so cool about it.
Yeah, when I speak to users still, the first thing I usually hear is, we love your birthday and anniversary reminders. People love those because we send those, you know, when your birthday is coming up, we'll send a reminder to all your cousins saying, hey, it's, you know, Susan's birthday. Send her a greeting. Send her a little gift. And people love that. But we try and make it really, really easy for anyone just getting started to build their family tree. You don't need to know, you know, genealogy, terminology, or concepts. It's all visual. So it's super easy to start your tree. But then on the flip side, we also have all the advanced tools. So once you link in to kind of this common tree, you can essentially take advantage of all the research everyone else has done. You know, again, traditionally, the way genealogy has worked is, you know, if you go back, every generation you go back, the number of people who share that common ancestor goes up exponentially. You know, there's been studies that show that probably at least half of the people of European descent are all descended from Charlemagne.
Correct.
So if you go back, you know, every generation you go back, there's more and more and more people who share the same ancestor. So our fundamental principle is, why should thousands and thousands and thousands of people all over the world redo the same research over and over and over again? Once the research has been done, it should be documented, and everyone should be able to connect to that one documented, verified, you know, record for that individual that all these people are descended from. So another thing we've done recently over the last few months that's been really successful for us is we introduced what are known as curators. And if any of your listeners are familiar with the way Wikipedia works, anyone on Wikipedia can be an editor, just like on Genie. But then they have what are known as administrators, and these are people who can lock down articles if they become controversial. They can indicate if an article isn't worthy of being on Wikipedia. They have certain standards. They just get additional tools to really help the community. If there's edit wars where people are going back and forth editing the same article back and forth over and over again, they can put a stop to that. So we added something similar, which are known as curators, and they just have additional power tools, which essentially help clean up parts of the tree that are harder to clean up, and they can also designate what are known as master profiles. So that's the master canonical copy of a given individual. So if you come across a master profile, you know, oh, okay, this is the profile for this person. So all the other duplicates should be merged into that profile. And they can also lock down profiles if they're either controversial or maybe, you know, a lot of times it'll be someone has a sibling that was born 2 years before with the same name that died at birth. So those keep getting merged together even though they're two different people. You know, scenarios like that, they just really help maintain the accuracy of the tree. And they're also an important part of the community. You know, they're really engaged in discussions and helping new members of the community learn about Genie and how to do things. And they're just, you know, really active members of the community. So that's been really a really important thing that we've rolled out over the last couple of months.
You know, I'm really glad to hear that because, you know, as a professional genealogist, one of my biggest pet peeves is having to go in and fix people's trees that have been messed up because people have gone in and merged and tied relationships together because they happen to see it on another tree. And
right.
I mean, the cases are where the children are 100 years older than the and
yeah,
you know and you know they're connected to royalty to the child of King Henry IV who died as an infant but she got married
right
and you know these are things that I probably spend more time as a professional solving these kinds of issues mm-hmm. when people get connected to trees than actually doing the research that needs to be done. It's like spend more time undoing than doing.
Right. Yeah, we find that there's a lot of false information out on the internet, a lot of genealogies that are just plain out inaccurate. All it takes is one person to state that, you know, John was the son of Richard, and then all of a sudden there's 1,000 websites out there that say that John was the son of Richard, and none of them can go back and find out, you know, why someone said that in the first place, and it was just conjecture originally. So we're really trying to, you know, add some tools, and we have a long way to go. I mean, in the next 3 to 6 months, we're just going to continue to roll out tools that are really going to help on this end. But, you know, we're not interested in promoting these false genealogies as much as, you know, we have a lot of celebrity profiles on the side, and we do promote that, and people think it's really interesting to find out that they're related to celebrities or, you know, Hollywood stars or whatnot. We certainly don't want to do that at the expense of accuracy. And one of the tools that actually all pro users have, pro is, you know, the basic account is free on Genie. You can do virtually everything on Genie, but we do have pro accounts, which give you additional power tools and some extra convenience features. And one of those features is the ability to actually sever relationships, even if they break the tree. So if they come across, you know, Henry Cho's parents, Richard and Martha, and they just know that Henry's parents aren't documented anywhere, they can just cut that connection. And, you know, we actually encourage that. We want to be, you know, very source-based and very factual. We're not interested in promoting these false genealogies that are on the web that you're well aware of.
Yes, more aware than I would like to be.
Yeah.
Now, another thing that's been added since we last talked is the ability to add documents, which I think is really kind of cool.
Yes. So, boy, it has been a while since we spoke. We have documents now. You can add photos. You can add videos. And, by the way, a lot of users ask this. We have no limits on our free accounts. You can add 20,000 people to your tree. There's no charge. You can upload 1,000 photos. You can upload 100 videos. You know, 5,000 documents, there's no limits on any of those, which also is one of the advantages of collaborative genealogy. You know, a lot of other sites that people see as similar are based on one individual owning or managing the tree, but then there's limits. You know, your free account only gets you 300 people on your tree or 500 people on your tree. And obviously with a 50 million person tree, that just doesn't make sense for Genie. So we don't have any limits on any of that. So, yeah, you can upload documents. There's actually some interesting things we did with our documents feature. You can upload standard image files, you know, JPEG, PNG, PDF, all that. You can upload multi-page PDFs if you have, you know, a 10-page document that, you know, mentions your ancestors. You can upload that. You can also add a link to a website. And what we'll do is we'll actually take a screenshot of the way the website looks when you take a picture of it, and also include a link to the website itself. So you might find a document online, and rather than downloading it to your computer and then uploading it to Genie, you can just put in the URL of the document. A lot of people use this for things like Google Books. If they'll see mentions of Google Books, you can just put in the link, and it'll take a snapshot, and you can just import that directly. And a third thing you can do is you can just create right on Genie just a text document. So if you're copying over, say, a citation or some sort of record that's strictly text-based and doesn't actually have an image or website associated with it, you can just create a new text record right on Genie and associate that with a profile. And then, you know, on top of that, we also have sources, so you can associate documents with one or more facts on one or more profiles. We're actually doing a lot of work with documents and sources right now, and you'll see some of that roll out in the next few months. Our sources feature is pretty good right now, but we're going to make it really, really good in a few months. And documents, we have the concept of public and private documents.
Okay.
So we want to make it easier for users to really share these documents. Right now, documents are kind of siloed by whoever has uploaded the document, kind of owns it. But the same way we have this common shared tree that everyone can, you know, edit and look at and work on, you know, we feel that documents should be the same way. If you've uploaded a document to Genie that's public, I should be able to use that as a source for my ancestors. So imagine, you know, you take a census record, and there's what, probably 30 names listed on a page on a census. So you upload that because you're interested in four of the names that are your relatives, and you tag those. Imagine if someone else saw that same document page, tagged their relatives, and you could go to a census record now and see a link from that census page to every single person that's documented on that census. So now not only do you see, you know, your relatives' profiles, you can also link and see who their neighbors were. And a lot of times people who are close together in the census are actually related. You know, they could be in-laws or they could be cousins. So, you know, it really helps find these connections that you may not have been able to find by just focusing on researching your direct relatives or ancestors.
Now that is cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of advantages to collaborative genealogy that we're really just getting started on. I think the power of this way of doing genealogy is really yet to be seen. You know, we're just building the foundation right now, but, you know, in the future, it's gonna really, I think, people are going to understand the power of doing genealogy this way once we have the right tools in place.
Now, is there going to be any way, for example, that one could upload not just their GEDCOM, but, you know, perhaps a whole tree that has all the documents and everything linked to it?
Yeah, GEDCOM and interchange is, you know, a really interesting problem right now. We actually have turned off GEDCOM import temporarily.
Okay.
Because we found that GEDCOMs were just creating lots of duplication. Most of the GEDCOMs that were uploaded were primarily just duplicates of what already existed in our trees.
Okay.
So we're working on a system to let you import GEDCOMs without importing all the duplicates. But right now there's just no GEDCOMs.
Okay.
You can export a GEDCOM. And I'll also, let's get back to our API that we're working on, which kind of fits into this whole conversation.
Super.
But, yeah, interchange between applications and between websites, there's a lot of work that needs to be done there, and a lot of it is just willingness of all the participants to work on that. And we're already having some conversations with some of the other players to try and get that working better, some of the interchange. But one thing we are doing is, you know, we're alpha testing our API right now.
Okay.
And we hope to roll that out, let's say, before Christmas. And once that's out, then at least that'll allow for an easier platform for users and developers to access the information that's on Genie and utilize that information. You know, we really want to be seen as the kind of de facto resource for genealogy information. And part of that is having an API and making it easy for people to access that information and use it in really interesting ways. So we're excited to see what people are going to do with the API once it's released.
And for those who may not understand what that is, why don't we?
Yeah, so API stands for Application Programming Interface, and it's basically a way for developers of other websites and developers of application to hook in directly to our backend, kind of bypassing the interface so they don't have to go to the website to get information. They can actually make programming calls in their code to access information directly. And obviously they need to, you know, it has the same security model, the same permissions. It's all very secure. We're using standard OAuth and other standards that, you know, everyone from Facebook to Twitter and everybody uses. But it's just a way for developers to access the information in a very fast and direct way. So in theory, someone could say create a different way to, let's say, like a different kind of report that we don't offer on Genie. Someone could create either a desktop application or even an iPhone application or a website where you would go, you would log in using your Genie credentials, and then they could offer 5 or 10 different types of reports of your information on Genie through their website. So it opens up a lot of things like that.
That is very exciting.
Yes, we're very eager to see what users and developers do with that.
Now, you mentioned you have how many, 6 million?
Almost 6 million users now. Yeah, we're coming up on 6 million.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah, and about two-thirds now of our traffic is from outside of the U.S. Another thing we've done since we spoke last is we translated the entire site into dozens of languages, which we're really excited about. We actually, one of our developers built a tool in-house that allows crowdsourcing of the translation. So what that means is, if you speak, say, Portuguese, you could switch to Portuguese, and if something's not translated, you can actually translate it, and you can vote on other people's translations. And so the community actually has translated the site for us. And like I said, we're available in dozens and dozens of languages now. So, everyone in the U.S., once they go back far enough, they're related to people who speak other languages. So it's really helped to, just broaden the family trees across the globe now.
And, that's really exciting because, I have a lot of clients that, have, family came from Germany. And some of the biggest questions they always ask is, I really would like to find, some, relatives that may not have immigrated and, that might still be living over there. And, by being able to expand the site and expand the user base so that you do have the international support is very exciting. When I was involved with Jewish Gen for 20 years, I watched it grow from basically a U.S.-based organization to almost half and half 3 years ago. So the interest, I think, in genealogy and the whole internet has just really brought the whole world together, which is, for family, really incredible.
Yeah, I should add that part of our translation tools also includes full right-to-left support. So if you switch to a language such as Hebrew, it actually flips the entire interface and everything's read correctly. Hebrew is one of our most translated languages. We've always been really big in Israel, and just our Jewish community around the world has always been really big for us. Because I think, communities like that really speak to the whole we're all related.
Exactly.
Anytime you have a small community that's all closely related, even if it's all around the world, a platform like this is just perfect for that. And they've been doing some really interesting things with projects as well. Anyone, getting back to projects, you had mentioned them. Even if you're not a Genie user, you can go right now to genie.com/projects, and you can see a list of all of our projects that we have right now. And you can just sort through, just look through and see some of the really interesting things. Actually, Susan created a project for her radio show that you may want to check out. It's where genealogy and spirit connect. It's right there on the first page since it's a recent project. There's also a project search on that page, which you can use just to search for a surname or anything that might be in a project name. Like one of the groups of ancestors that I'm really interested in, fairly close ancestors of mine, are the Starbucks and the Coffins from the Nantucket Island area. So if you search for, say, Starbuck in the project search, you'll see 8 different projects related to the Starbucks. There's a Starbuck Coffin Family Project. There's a project for Nantucket Island. And then there's about 6 projects for families related to the Starbuck family. They all intermarried a lot back then. So there's the Gardner family, the Paddock family, the Greenlee family, and so on. So it's just a really great way to, dig into Genie. And all this I'm doing, I'm not logged in. So another thing we've done over the last few months is try to make Genie a much better resource for people who aren't even Genie users. So you can go on Genie right now, not even create an account yet, and you can look through all our projects. You can look through, you can search for people, you can look at discussions, and do all those things. And then obviously if you want to engage deeper and reply to a discussion or engage with a project, it's really easy to create an account. You just create, you just click the join, it's free button, and we just ask for your gender, first name, last name, email address, boom, and you go back right back to whatever content you were on, and you can start engaging right away. In the past, we always sort of almost forced you to create a family tree before you really were able to take advantage of what Genie has to offer. Mm-hmm. But now that we have all these great resources that aren't directly tied to your family tree, these genealogy discussions and projects and other things, now we've made it really easy to just go, boom, take 3 seconds to fill out this form, and then just go straight back to whatever content you were on, and you can just get going right away and engage with this great Genie community even before you build your tree.
Now, another thing that a lot of people that I've worked with, they're really, you know, get excited about is the, you know, who are they related to who's famous?
Yes.
And once you have your tree up, or you have as much of your tree up, you can always, how does that particular feature run?
Right. So anytime you're looking at a profile that's connected to you, and again, by connected, it's any connection through a tree. It could be an in-law of an in-law of an in-law of an in-law and so forth. You'll see a big blue, I think it says, how am I related? Let me look real quick. Button at the top of the profile. It says, how are you related? So you click that, and we'll do a search in the background. Sometimes it takes, you know, 30 seconds or a minute, depending on how far away the person is. And if we find the relationship to you, we'll give you a link to that. You can look at it, and we'll show you the exact relationship between you and that person, even, again, if it's not a blood relative. So if you go to genie.com/popular, and again, your audience can do this even if they're not logged in, you'll see a list of the most popular profiles on Genie, and that's based on actually the number of people who have viewed those profiles. So you can see, you know, Barack Obama's in there, Prince William of Wales, Elvis Presley, Abraham Lincoln. Adolf Hitler. Who's
Angelina Jolie?
Yeah, it's quite a mixed bag.
Right.
But you know, you can look at whatever you're interested in, and you know, once you build out your tree far enough, particularly if you've connected to the big tree, you can find your relationship. I probably could find my relationship to at least half the people on this page, just because, again, I've connected to this tree that everybody's working on and curating and building. You know, you see all the Mayflower passengers are here. A lot of Estonians were really huge in Estonia. We're like a top 1,000 website there. For some reason, we've always been big there. So if anyone out there is Estonian or has Estonian relatives, you should be on Genie because you will find your relatives there.
Yeah, it really is, you know, pretty incredible.
This, you know, these kind of famous relatives, this is really what hooks non-professional genealogists. So, you know, people who are interested in genealogy, a lot of times they're trying to get their family interested, and their family just, you know, doesn't really care that their, you know, fourth great grandfather was John Smith. That doesn't really mean anything to them. But if you can show, hey, look, you're, even if it's, you know, your 27th cousin is Barack Obama, all of a sudden their eyes light up and they go, oh, really? That's interesting. Let me see, you know, or your, you know, 20th great-grandfather was, you know, Henry V, then all of a sudden they get really interested, and that's, you know, a door you can open to get them interested in family history. Then you can show, you know, when the family immigrated over and who those people are, and, you know, they're a lot more open at that point to the things that we find more more pertinent, I guess you could say.
Well, I'm checking to see what my relationship is to Princess Diana.
Okay, let me know if you find it. And it could be. In projects, there are a couple of celebrity-related projects. There's some people trying to document the genealogy of everyone on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So there's a Hollywood Walk of Fame project. We have one, I think it's just called Notable People. We have ones for notable anthropologists and archaeologists. We have mathematicians, Filipino athletes. I mean, there's Underground Railroad. There's some really interesting projects. And then there's, you know, ones for, you know, the DuPont family of France, the United States, descendants of Francis Cook. So really, you should just get on projects and just, you know, see if there's any of interest to you. And the great thing is anybody can create a project. So if you're interested in, you know, everyone who's buried at the graveyard by your house, you could create a project for that and document everyone there, or a specific surname, or a town in Poland, or whatever you want. You know, projects, again, are very flexible. So everyone should feel free to participate in Genie. I think that's another hurdle that we have, is people are so used to, in genealogy, this sense of ownership, and I don't want to touch what someone else is working on. So there's a big cultural hurdle we're constantly having to instill into people, which is, hey, you know, participate, jump in, and if you make a mistake, it can be undone in most cases. But we'd rather people all working together and participating and starting projects and editing profiles, even though they quote-unquote belong to other people. You know, Genie is really a community resource, and we invite everyone to join in and be part of the community and add their knowledge. You know, some people are really good at documenting sources. Some people are really good at merging duplicates. Some people are really good at creating project wiki pages. You know, if everyone just adds in what they have, we're going to continue to just create this really, really valuable resource that everyone can utilize.
And, you know, the other thing, too, that I'm thinking about here, Noah, is the potential for Genie to be a really wonderful source for students and younger
yes.
kids to really get involved in not only doing their genealogy, which is, you know, something I'm really interested in, have been very interested in all my life, mm-hmm. is to get mm-hmm. the younger generation involved in this much sooner than when they turn 60.
Yes.
but in any event, the concept here is, you know, if they have a project on someone mm-hmm. or something that, you know, here is a whole new place and wealth of information to study and to read and to find different, you know, information in a totally different way. And genealogy,
yeah.
I think, is one of these historical, you know, one of these modalities that totally brings together geography, history, sociology, politics, and makes it personal.
Absolutely. That's, you know, one of the things I say is the direction we're moving is sort of like a historical Wikipedia that you have a personal connection to. You know, anyone can go to Wikipedia and they can edit the page if they want to, but it's really kind of dry. It is an encyclopedia, and the information is very generic. It's, you know, you go to Abraham Lincoln's page and it's about what he did and all that. And sure, you can interact with other people who are editing, but it's really not a social service at all. But, you know, what if you can go to Abraham Lincoln's page and we'll tell you, hey, this is how you're related to him. This is, you know, your ancestor was at this event that he was at and, you know, fought with him in the Civil War here, and just have this personal relationship, like you said, to this information. It's just a way to have a really personal connection and engage in other users around the world who are interested in the same historical topics that you are.
So just out of curiosity, demographics mm-hmm. of your users, do you have mm-hmm. any way of knowing what the age group is and what your demographics are?
We don't have a lot of that information specifically. You know, adding your date of birth, your age to your profile is entirely optional. I do know that we tend to be, I'd say, younger than probably the average genealogy site, but older than the average social network. We're probably somewhere in between. Again, we're 2/3 of our traffic is outside the United States, so we're very global in that sense, available in dozens of languages. Can't think of any other demographic information that we really track to that detail.
Well, I was just curious if
yeah.
you know, if we had an age group that was, you know, more, you know, the more using it more than other age groups.
Mm-hmm. We certainly have had a lot of interest from students and schools, and I would love to see more of that. It is very easy to use it for that right now. Again, without even logging in, you can view the entire tree of a public person. I guess I should speak to that real quick. We have the concept of private and public profiles. Privacy is very important on Genie. It always has been. And the default rule is when you're building your tree, all of your, third great grandparents and closer are private by default, including living people and as you go sideways. Once you go above that, we figure, okay, your fourth great grandparents, you're sharing those with a lot of people. They've been deceased for quite some time now. So those are all public by default. Public means anyone can view it. You don't have to be logged in to view it. It's in Google. It's completely public. Private means Google doesn't see it. If you're not a close relative, then you see very, very minimal information, basically name, location, and profile photo. You can even turn some of that off in your settings. But public profiles, if you're not logged in, you can view the full public profile. You can view the tree for the public profile. You can view all their events. You know, you could do a lot as a student. For instance, if you're researching, you know, U.S. presidents, you can go to the U.S. Presidents Project. There's a really convenient list of a profile on Genie for every single U.S. president. You can view their entire family tree. You can view their profile information. You can discuss them. You can do all sorts of things. Again, without even being a user, just you know, using it as a resource for research or a presentation or whatever you have to do at school.
And so that is the other news. Yeah, and the other great thing too is being a free site, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. for students and for younger people, and I'm talking about, you know, junior high, high school, mm-hmm. college students who don't have a lot of extra money to burn, nor do their parents have a lot of extra money, that this is a wonderful opportunity to really get involved in making a family project that not only can a immediate family work together on, but also do it in such a way that your 10-year-old, who is more proficient on the computer than you are, can have some fun with this. You know, when I went to buy my Mac, I was at the Apple store, and I was just amazed at the 8, 9, 10-year-olds that were standing there just, you know, running through these Mac Airbooks or MacBook Airs that, you know, like they knew exactly what they were doing. And
I'll tell you, it's scary. I've always been a computer guy. I mean, I got my first computer. I was probably 7 years old, and my son, who's now 7, is showing me how to do things on my iPhone, so I've officially passed the torch, and the next generation is going to be really scary.
Well, I had to go get a Mac because I was getting tired of having to learn.
Yeah, exactly. But that's really, you know, that's how I got started on Genie, really, before I was part of the team when it launched. You know, my mom's a genealogist, and she would always come to me and say, oh, I found out information about your great Uncle Bob so-and-so, and I'd be like, who is that again? She's like, oh, it's so-and-so's dad. I'm like, who is that? And I just couldn't wrap my mind around all this information she had, and she'd say, oh, let me show you, and she'd pull out a binder, and she'd have this little chart and then this sheet, and she'd show me all these different things, and I just could not wrap my head around it. As much as I wanted to be interested, I just couldn't get it. So when I saw the story about Genie, I was like, oh, this is perfect. So I actually started the tree, sent her an invite to add information. And with the great, you know, really easy Flash visual interface, now it's like, oh, she's talking about Uncle Bob. I'll click his, you know, look at his tree, and then I can go, oh, that's who that is. And for the first time, I could really wrap my head around what she was talking about. And that led me to get more interested in genealogy. And now we're, you know, sharing research together and discussing things and exchanging, you know, sources. And it's really been a great tool to bring me from someone who, you know, couldn't even understand my own family tree to someone who's now a, you know, I'd say still a hobbyist at genealogy, but someone who's, you know, an active genealogist.
Well, and so I'm sure your relationship with your mother has, you know, is different than it would have been if you didn't share a common hobby.
It definitely helps. And, you know, another great thing is through Genie, I've really been able to get in touch with cousins on my father's side of the family, which my father and both his parents passed away, you know, over 20 years ago. And we never had any connection with his relatives in Poland. And through the help of kind of a cousin on his side who found some people in Poland, we actually got them all on Genie. And now I have all these cousins my age around the world through the Polish side. And I actually was able to meet one of them when she came out to Los Angeles. And I never would have even known these people existed. And they're my, you know, second and third cousins who live in Poland. So it's really been fantastic. It really just brings the world closer together.
You know, it really does. And I think that it's so important. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, I got involved in genealogy because I found tombstones of people that nobody in my family had ever heard of. And it bothered me greatly. Mm. That was just, you know, that one little thing is what turned me on to wanting to document their lives, because nobody knew who they were.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew they existed. And I guess it really bothered me at a core level that, you know, 30 years later, I'm still doing this professionally. So.
Well, that's another great thing about documenting your research online in a venue that lots of people can view is, you know, your research doesn't have to die with you. You know, if you're a genealogist who creates this great you know, story of your family, and then it goes in your attic and you die, and then, you know, what happens to it? Maybe someone in 50 years stumbles upon it. But with Genie, we're really creating this multi-generational archive that everyone can access. And even information that we're providing right now about our immediate family, you know, in 100 years from now, that should be public, and people, you know, who are, you know, our dozens and dozens of descendants at that point should all be able to look at this information and go, wow, you know, imagine if Genie had been around 100 years ago and we were able to document to that level people's, you know, our ancestors' lives back in, you know, the 18, 1900s. You know, what a amazing record we'd have right now.
Wouldn't that be something? And yeah, a lot less work for some of us.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Noah, you know, unbelievable. I know we started a little late, but I think we're quickly running out of time here.
All right.
So are there any final comments that you would like to make?
I just love, you know, everyone to check out genie.com and let us know any, you know, feedback they have. You know, engage in our discussions, just join our community. I just invite everyone to join our community and participate and just add whatever knowledge they have and take a look around and see what they can, you know, get from our repository that's being created.
Well, I think it's wonderful. And I know that my cousins and even cousins I don't even know I had are all participating in our family tree. And it's really pretty amazing. Because, you know, the descendancy and building descendants of family members is almost more difficult because of the resources that we have as far as records are concerned as going back. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that this the Genie really does is really allows you to build the descendant chart downwards from better than anything I've ever seen.
Which, as you know, going down sometimes is the best way to go up.
That is true. Noah, thank you so much for your time. Sorry we had some trouble getting through
to
you, but that happens from time to time.
Yep.
In any event, we thank you. I hope everybody will take a look at www.genie.com, and that's G-E-N-I.com, and see for yourself what a wonderful resource tool this is for not just genealogy, but really for sharing information about any type of people, events, and places. And it's really quite wonderful what you guys have done, Noah.
Thank you, Susan.
You have been listening to Where Genealogy and Spirit Connect with Susan E. King. Each week we will focus on the spiritual journey of connecting ourselves with our ancestors. Join us every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on BBS Radio. For upcoming show information, you can visit Susan's website at www.susaneking.com.